We stood just like that for a long time, our eyes together, becoming one person with one need. And then he trembled. He raised one hand halfway to his face and dropped it again. "In the house," I said, so very softly. "In the house where everything was ready." Father Donovan dropped his eyes. He raised them to me, but could not look anymore. He turned toward the house, but stopped as he saw again the dark dirt mounds of the garden. And he wanted to look at me, but he could not. Not after seeing again those black, moonlit heaps of earth. He started for the house, and I held his leash. He went obediently, head down, a good and docile victim. Up the 5 battered steps, across the narrow porch to the front door, pushed shut. Father Donovan stopped. He did not look up. He did not look at me. "Through the door," I said, in my soft command voice. Father Donovan trembled. "Go through the door now," I said again. But he could not. I leaned past him and pushed the door open. I shoved the priest in with my foot. He stumbled, righted himself, and stood just inside, eyes squeezed tight shut. I closed the door. I had left a battery lamp standing on the floor beside the door, and I turned it on. "Look," I whispered. Father Donovan slowly, carefully opened one eye. He froze. Time stopped for Father Donovan. "No," he said. "Yes," I said. "Oh, no," he said. "Oh, yes," I said. He screamed, "No!" I yanked on the noose. His scream was cut off and he fell to his knees. He made a wet, croaky, whimpering sound and covered his face. "Yes," I said. "It's a terrible mess, isn't it?" He used his whole face to close his eyes. He could not look, not now, not like this. I didn't blame him, not really. It was a terrible mess. It had bothered me just to know it was there since I had set it up for him. But he had to see it. He had to. Not just for me. Not just for the dark passenger. For him. He had to see. And he was not looking. "Open your eyes, Father Donovan," I said.
"Please,"
he said in a terrible little whimper. It got on my nerves very badly. Shouldn't have. Icy clean control. But it got to me, whining in the face of that mess on the floor, and I kicked his legs out from under him. I hauled hard on the noose and grabbed the back of his neck with my right hand, then slammed his face into the filthy, warped floorboards. There was a little blood, and that made me madder. "Open them," I said. "Open your eyes. Open them now. Look." I grabbed his hair and pulled his head back. "Do as you're told," I said. "Look, or I will cut your eyelids right off your face." I was very convincing, and so he did it. He did as he was told. He looked.